Darwinism's public revival, that is, the appearance in all these media, periodicals, TV, this hardcore Darwinism, often proposed and propounded by people who wanted to carry it beyond biology into an entire worldview, into a philosophy, into a religion of sorts, coupled with the reappearance of Darwinism in textbooks, public school textbooks that their children were reading, triggered a strong and enduring reaction among American conservative Christians. Now, that requires a little background to see what, in religious history, to see what had happened in American religion. Largely invisible to America's cultural elite, theologically conservative strands of American Protestantism had not withered like they expected, but it actually and steadily increased in size and influence in America from 1920 to 1960. Now, a variety of factors contributed to this historic development. Militantly literalistic and Pentecostal Protestant sects existed largely on the fringes of American society in 1920. There were some mainline, solid denominations like the Methodists, the Lutherans, the Episcopalians, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, which had dominated Protestant religion in America. And these Pentecostal sects, these literally militant sects, groups like, say, the Assemblies of God, were pretty much on the fringes. They generally had untrained ministers, ministers that had been called to the ministry but had never gone through seminaries where they would be exposed to modern ideas of biblical interpretation and evolutionary views of religion. What happened since 1920, you can just follow it in the census data, these denominations grew larger and larger. They clearly appealed to vast numbers of Americans who either weren't churched before or who didn't find the more educated, increasingly liberal denominations of America, the mainline denominations, appealing and satisfying their needs in religion. Now, as the clergy of America's mainline Protestant denominations became more liberal through the 20th century, this was a product that we talked about before, where we saw this split in the 20s within the churches, between the liberals, the modernists on one side, and the fundamentalists or the evangelicals, the conservatives on the other side, over questions of how to interpret the Bible, how to understand religion, how to understand God. As this happened, many conservative parishioners moved to denominations more committed to biblical inerrancy. They moved toward more conservative denominations. They moved out of the old mainline denominations, the Methodists, the Episcopalians, and those other churches, and the more conservative churches, conservative denominations tended to grow. And then there's the South. The South was the one region of the country where conservatism had won in the fundamentalist modernist split. That the mainline churches in the South, particularly the Southern Baptist Church, the Southern Presbyterian Church, the Southern Methodist Church, had, when the smoke had cleared in the battle, where most of the mainline churches had gone more liberal through the split and accepted this more evolutionary view of religion, the Southern mainline denominations had remained on the conservative side. And then, during the 20th century, there has simply been a growth in the importance of the South. The South has gained economic, cultural, and political importance, thanks probably more than anything else to air conditioning, as more people could live in the South and the economy could thrive in the South. More people moved South and moved into these more conservative churches, and Southern ways spread nationally. As churches offering clear scriptural authority or charismatic emotional experience grew, they developed their own infrastructure. They developed their own colleges, their own schools, their own publishing houses, their own journals, their own camps, their own evangelistic associations that would reach out. often crossing denominational lines, but would unite conservatives.